I'm Hunter Wogan. It is time to stack the pucks. It is Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Golden Knights come into Game 3 with a 2-0 series lead over the Florida Panthers. I do think the Panthers are going to give a little bit of a pushback. At least I hope so. I mean, at this point, my team's not in the running. Most of our team's not in the running. I'm just hoping for the most amount of hockey games possible. The lines open up in this game with Vegas at -105 and Florida at -114. Moved around slightly, Vegas at -102 and the Panthers at -118. You get Florida on the puck line, -1.5 at +210, and the over-under's at 6. Now, the over-under originally is at 5.5 for most of these games, but with the way Vegas is scoring, these books have to cover themselves. They have to make the over-under 6 because they're just blasting through the overs. The first two games both hit the over. I mean, Vegas scored 5 and 7 alone, and the Panthers added in 2 goals in each game, so the over never really in doubt. But for Vegas, it's going to be Aiden Hill in net, 9-3 so far in the playoffs, a .937 save percentage, a .206 goals against, 2 shutouts. And I always bring this point up. He's just ridiculous how he's the fourth string goalie on the Golden Knights. He was picked up by the Golden Knights from the Sharks because they just needed a goalie after all their injuries, and he has been playing fantastic for them so far in the playoffs. Ever since Bersois got injured in round 2 against the Oilers, he stepped in and been absolutely fantastic. Now you want to talk about someone who's been fantastic? Jonathan Marstrosil. He has 10 goals in his last 9 playoff games. 10 goals in his last 9 playoff games. I saw a stat the other day that he has more playoff points in the last 3 playoffs than Draisaitl, Crosby, Ovechkin. Like, that is just crazy to me. And I know Vegas is playing a lot of games, but think about this. The Golden Knights didn't even make the playoffs last year, and he still has more playoff points. He is just an absolute gamer. If you could find him or Mark Stone, anytime goal scorer, hammer those guys. They are just scoring goals at a premium. The Golden Knights are a ready-made team. Also, Jack Eichel, another guy who you should bet on. He's probably got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder after getting absolutely blown up by Matt Tkachuk. Now, for the Florida Panthers, it's going to be Bob back in there today. He got pulled in the second period of Game 2, but I expect him to play a lot better. I do think that maybe the layoff has hurt him more than anybody else. He's 11-4, a .925 save percentage, a .25 goals against, 1 shutout so far in the playoffs. And honestly, the biggest problem for the Panthers is that they just keep screening him. Every single goal that the Golden Knights have scored, well, not every single one, but most of them, you have a guy going down to block the shot, and you're just taking away Bobrovsky's vision. And also, I mean, that goal that Vegas scored where Mark Stone broke his stick and the Panthers had a really good opportunity one way and then the Golden Knights just turn it around on him and score. That's the difference. Aiden Hill is making those big saves and Bobrovsky's getting screened and the Golden Knights are just capitalizing on every single opportunity. I would think that the Panthers are going to come back with a big response effort. They're home. They need to win or this thing is over. I don't want to say it's over right now, but if Florida goes out there and performs like they did in Game 2, this thing is going to be wrapped up in 4. Maybe they get it back to Vegas for a 5th. But I do like Florida tonight. I know I liked them in Game 2. But the biggest thing, too, for them, Radko Gudas is probable for tonight's game, so I'd expect to see him out there. That is huge for them. They just have to stop with these scrums, like just trying to be physical. You just got to play the game. You have to play the game because Vegas, they're doing the smart thing. They're just walking away. Alex Pietrangelo was mic'd up the other day, and he just said, walk away, boys. Walk away. And that's exactly what they're doing. So if you're Florida, I like them tonight. I don't like them on the puck line. I would just take them straight money line because I can't trust them to beat the Golden Knights by 2 goals. But I do like Florida to respond and get back into the series. But if you don't want to bet on Florida, trust me, I don't blame you because Vegas has just looked utterly dominant. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA game and betting previews out of the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack the Pucks preview between Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final between the Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers.